The mind reels at the complexities of a city like New Delhi. Extreme wealth rubbing shoulders with horrendous poverty. It feels like the entire range of human experience is crammed into India's capital city. If anyone has a handle on the place, it's Raj Kamal Jha. He's the editor of the Indian Express newspaper and an acclaimed novelist. His new novel, She Will Build Him a City, follows the intertwining lives of three people.
It is, at one level, the story about a mom who's waiting for her daughter to wake up. Her daughter has come from someplace far away. We can vaguely sort of feel that something has gone wrong in her life. There is a man who is incredibly wealthy, at least by the standards of those who live next to him. There are demons inside him. And then there is a baby who is left to fend for himself.
I started by asking him about his hometown, New Delhi, and what drew him to setting his novel there.
In the last 10 to 15 years, it has really become a magnet for people coming for a better future from across the country. It has become a kind of a hub for new jobs. It has one of the highest per capita incomes in India. And it has had a relative long period of social peace. To me, Delhi has been in many ways a showcase of a larger story, that is the story of this country. You know, in the last decade or so, you've had 500 million people in India who are now below the age of 25. That is almost 2 times the population of the United States. Now, if you have so many young people, you have at the same time a lot of impatience, a lot of restlessness. And to me, the most important thing was what happens when that hope does not move into reality. If you have so many young people and they are despairing, what does that mean? And so kind of my novel grew as a result of that.
One of the peculiar things about the novel is how you work in a lot of magic, a lot of magical moments, you know, alongside the brutality of the city. You know, there are dogs that fly, you know, people who can walk into movies alongside, you know, murder and rape.
Yeah, I think, you know, one is a very, very simple reason, Arun. I think that is, it is much more fun to write when you can make a dog fly. it is much easier to make stuff up like that. But on another level, what I wanted to get in the book, I don't know if, you know, that only readers can say if it has worked or not, is the fiction with which we live on a daily basis. And I see more of that in a city like Delhi, where you have people coming in every day with hope. And hope, in many ways, is fiction. Hope is the fiction you write inside your head, and you work towards that. And fiction has magic. I think a lot of us who live inside our heads, or when we are, you know, in the solitude of our own selves, we don't know what is fact and what is fiction. The line is very, very blurred. And to me, the magic in the book is almost real, in the sense that you feel that the dog needs to fly away because she cannot walk away. Or you feel that the girl has to fly with holding on to the balloon, that she has to look down on the city. You don't want her to be at the same level as the other 20 million people in the city. You want her to soar above. So in a way, it came very naturally.
In the last 10 years, there's really been an explosion of great writing from Indian writers or writers in the Indian diaspora. What is it about this moment? Or are we at a particularly interesting moment for that?
Yes, we are. And I think it has to do with also more and more men and women. You know, in the last 10 years, the number of people in cities in India for the first time has gone up, more than the number of people who live in villages. And when you have a lot of social and political and economic fault lines make wonderful stories, I think. And I think you will see more and more people telling those stories. There are lots of stories waiting to be told.
That's Raj Kamal Jha. His new novel is called She Will Build Him a City, and it's out on Tuesday. Raj, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Arun, for having me.